Oklahoma elected officials react to the Supreme Court's ruling on transgender athletes, and animal operations have been suspended at Arbuckle Wilderness Park after a federal inspection. Details coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Wednesday, July 1st. I'm Nick Daniels. Oklahoma lawmakers are praising the Supreme Court's decision to uphold state laws barring transgender women and girls from playing in school sports. Anna Pope reports.
The nation's highest court has ruled that laws in Idaho and West Virginia barring transgender women and girls don't violate the Constitution. The ruling means a similar law on the books in Oklahoma will stay intact. It's one of 27 such trans athlete bans across the country. In response, Oklahoma lawmakers are praising the Supreme Court's decision. Governor Kevin Stitt posted on social media that the Supreme Court upheld a common-sense law. The Human Rights Campaign, an LGBTQ plus civil rights group, panned the decision. They say it discriminates against transgender people. I'm Anna Pope.
Today, July 1st, marks the sunset date for several Oklahoma state agencies and councils. Sabrina Thaler reports on what that means.
Sunset provisions set termination dates for laws and agencies, subjecting them to regular review before the legislature can reinstate them. During this year's legislative session, Governor Kevin Stitt vetoed several bills that would have extended the sunsets for a handful of agencies and councils. If they have a budget for the coming year, they'll have to wind down operations by next July. That's unless the legislature can delay their sunsets during the next legislative session. Beth Kidd is the executive director of the Board of Chiropractic Examiners, one of the affected councils. She's optimistic that the legislature will preserve her organization in 2027.
We're just going to continue our daily operations, and we're hopeful that we will get recreated so we can continue to provide public safety to the citizens of Oklahoma.
Stitt says the vetoes were an attempt to reduce costs and bloat in state government. I'm Sabrina Thaler.
Arbuckle Wilderness Park in Davis has suspended all animal-related operations after the U.S. Department of Agriculture suspended its license for 21 days. Federal inspectors say the park failed to meet animal welfare standards, including daily health checks for exotic animals. The USDA also cited unsafe enclosures, poor climate protection, inadequate diets, and sanitation problems. Park employees cannot buy, sell, transport, or exhibit animals during the suspension. The park can appeal the federal decision while the case moves forward. Starting today, PSO customers will see an average bill increase of $11. But as State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports, that number is likely temporary.
The Oklahoma Corporation Commission is in the middle of reviewing PSO's rate case. The company applied in January to hike up its base rate to help pay for grid upgrades. For residential customers, the increase would average about $25 extra a month. Commission rules say utilities can issue interim rates if 180 days pass without a vote. A spokesperson for PSO says the company settled on $11 because it's, quote, closest to what the outcome may be. That number doesn't include adjustments that could further reduce rates. A potential settlement reached by PSO and Attorney General Gettner Drummond would bring the final number down to $2.45 for residential customers. But that hasn't been approved by all parties or voted on by regulators. PSO's rate case is expected to continue through at least next week. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.